So number three, with this awareness, you can understand how you function as a human being and how you get lost in thought and become heedless. It is through all this understanding that you can get to know what you get to know what you are, the bracket, the five aggregate of form and mind, and who you are. Okay, I reverse it. You will get to know who are you and what you are. Now I reverse. See that clearly. When you are without wisdom, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are actively conditioning the wrong thought. You remember? So we say, should not and all those things, not a reality. Then what is wrong thought? Thought that condition your suffering, your misery. So whenever you are not peaceful, not happy, the wrong thought are there. So these are all the important understanding that can point towards cultivation. And it is very useful, very practical. Okay, I read again. Okay, when you are without wisdom, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are actively conditioning the wrong thought. We are here to cause you problem in life, like what we say, where you perceive negativity, you don't want to accept the reality, like what Sui mentioned. Without the five spiritual faculty of Sada, Virya, Sati, and Samadhi, Samadhi and Panya, the opposite five mental hindrances will arise to hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner awareness. Mind that is collected and unwavering has Samadhi, and Samadhi can prevent the mind from stirring. That's why you can see things as they are. With Sati and Samadhi, you can see things as they are and awaken to the reality of the moment before the conditioning, views, and opinion from memory comes in to interfere or intervene with our seeing. That's why this one, the baby also see like that. But you must be a complicated human being with all the rubbish in your brain, and yet you can see like that. That is the real one. That's why they don't interfere. Wisdom arises, because that is the direct seeing, seeing things as they are. Without the spiritual faculty and the understanding of the Dhamma, mental hindrance will arise, causing the mind to react and stir. Pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, which are the first two mental hindrances, will then arise within your mind state. Without virya, you will feel lethargic, sleepy to meditate. Without sati, samadhi, and wisdom, you will have restlessness of mind, hence your lack of peace.